Monday mornings on Maryland Morning bring theater critic Jay Wynn Russick to the studio with her weekly theater review. This week, at Baltimore's Everyman Theater, two classic plays, one cast. Here's Judy.
Everyman Theater is promoting this season's final two plays as The Great American Rep. According to the theater, this is the first time Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman and Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire have been performed in rotating repertory. But why these two? Besides being two of America's greatest dramatic masterpieces, what do they have in common? For starters, as the cover of Everyman's program reminds us, the protagonists in both plays show up carrying suitcases. In Death of a Salesman, Willie Loman cuts a sales trip short and returns home lugging his suitcase and a heavy sample case. In Streetcar, Blanche DuBois no longer has a home and arrives at her sister's New Orleans apartment, suitcase in hand. What's in these suitcases? Clichéd as it may sound, the suitcases are stuffed with dashed hopes and dreams. Discovering why this happened, and its effect on Willie and Blanche, is the core of each play. The two protagonists receive distinctive, atypical interpretations at Everyman. In Death of a Salesman, the more powerful production, the interpretation of Willie Loman enhances the play's impact. In Streetcar, a less layered interpretation of Blanche decreases the impact. Pairing the plays accentuates something else they share. Arthur Miller's original title for Death of a Salesman was The Inside of His Head. Seeing the plays together emphasizes that Willie and Blanche both have other worlds, past worlds, going on in their heads. At various points in Death of a Salesman, Willie becomes disoriented and slips back into his past. Director Vincent M. Lanchese and lighting designer Harold F. Burgess II stage these episodes so seamlessly they truly seem to take us into Willie's muddled mind. When actor Will Love's heart-wrenching, broken-down Willie Loman pleads with his young boss, played by Bruce Randolph Nelson, it's no wonder Willie brings up the past. It's as alive to him as the present.
All I need is $40 a week. That's all I need, Howard, $40.
Kid, I can't take blood from a stone.
The year Al Smith was nominated, your father came to me.
I gotta see some people, kid.
I'm talking about your father. There are promises made in this office. You mustn't tell me you've got people to see. I put 34 years into this firm, and now I can't pay my insurance.
In director Derek Goldman's Streetcar, Blanche also drifts into the past, especially when something triggers memories of her long-ago tragic marriage. In these moments, actress Beth Hylton's Blanche retreats into herself. Chaz Marsh's sound design intensifies her trance-like state. But Everyman's Death of a Salesman ultimately has a stronger impact. Will Love is a strikingly singular, milder Willie Loman than usual. The result earns this iconic character even more empathy. Willie's flare-up against his wife, played with deep devotion by Deborah Hazlett, is less extreme, and so is his favoritism of his older son, Biff. Chris Jenabach's compelling portrayal of Biff is a revelation. Jenabach shows this lost son finally wising up and understanding who he really is. When Biff decides to leave for good, the atmosphere in the house could choke you. Atmosphere is something director Derek Goldman heightens in A Streetcar Named Desire. At the start of the production and between scenes, Goldman fills the stage with New Orleans genre scenes, a sailor, a hooker, food vendors. There's also a singer, Kelly Blackwell, crooning period standards, and, at times, wordless melodies that sound more like cries than music. But the production is muted by a depiction of Blanche that's too high-strung from the start. When Beth Hylton's Blanche descends into hysteria, it's a short step. Danny Gavigan brings greater breadth to Blanche's crude brother-in-law, Stanley Kowalski. Yes, he's brutish from the get-go, but his rough nature is initially tempered by his love for his wife, Stella, played by Megan Anderson as a young woman with her eyes wide open. Gavigan's range makes Stanley's climactic scene with Blanche all the more disturbing.
There isn't a damn thing but imagination and lies and conceit and tricks. Just look at yourself in that worn-out Mardi Gras outfit, whatever 50 cents from some rag picker that crazy grandma. How kind of a queen do you think you are?
Performing A Streetcar Named Desire and Death of a Salesman in rotating repertory is no small undertaking. Most of the actors appear in both. Gavigan, for instance, is Stanley in Streetcar and the younger Lohman brother in Salesman. Designer Daniel Ettinger's scenery uses the same cityscape background, but impressively converts from a middle-class Brooklyn home to a squalid New Orleans tenement. Does seeing Salesman and Streetcar in rep illuminate anything new? Maybe not. But it does reinforce certain themes, particularly the tattered state of the American dream, a theme that delivers as sharp a sting now as it did when these plays were new.
Death of a Salesman and A Streetcar Named Desire are rotating in repertory at the Everyman Theater in Baltimore until June 12th. We've got a link to the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Next week, theater critic J. Wynn Russick reviews Disgraced at Arena Stage. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up after a break for the news, two funny guys, comedians Umar Khan and Ramin Mostafavi. Stay with us.